Say good morning. My name's Jeff James. I'm Chief Exec and Keeper, and I've got the pleasure of welcoming you here today. I get to welcome you here today to the National Archives for the cataloguing day. Cataloguing work is incredibly important for us. Put simply, it provides enhanced descriptions of our records, where previously there was either little or no information at all. And in the last year, in 2013-14, we were able to add 1.2 million new or improved catalogue descriptions to Discovery. And I say this not just as the chief exec, but I say it as a researcher as well. I think back to my MA, which I did a couple of years ago. Several of the essays that I did in my MA dissertation were basically made possible because of cataloguing work. One was on a cookery book, which was discovered within our chancery records by some of the record specialists a few years ago. Again, that wouldn't have been made possible without cataloguing. I did some research on indoor and outdoor poor relief, and again, benefited hugely from some volunteer cataloguing work that went into to describing those records, which allowed me to focus very quickly on an area which was which gave me the right level of data to be able to do the research. And something as a part-time student, which was very important to me, that I could do that quickly and efficiently. And my MA dissertation was looking at some previously undiscovered contemporary inserts into criminal entry books, which again were found from volunteers doing cataloguing work. So I can say quite personally that I've benefited hugely as an individual, and therefore gives me the confidence and assurance as chief exec that this is something which is important to the organisation. I'm told we've got 8 presentations today covering a number of cataloguing projects and initiatives which are currently underway at the National Archives. And as in previous years, the topics covered range from early modern records to an update on our latest discovery developments. In addition, this year we've also got our first external speaker at the event, Professor Andy Wood from the Department of History at my own hometown of Durham, joins us today to give us an academic's perspective on using our early modern records to aid research in his presentation, Court Records and the Social History of Early Modern England. Much of the work carried out at the National Archives, as I've said previously, owes a huge debt to our volunteers. Janet Dempsey's presentations this afternoon on Royal Marines 350 covers 2 volunteer projects, ADM 157, which is coming to an end, and ADM 158, which begins in the new year. I do like the neatness of that. I wonder how many more there are to come. The first is used on-site volunteers and help from the Friends. And the second is due to start in 2015, is going to use off-site volunteers and has already generated dozens of expressions of interest from potential volunteers. And our opening presentation, which you can see behind me, Operation War Diary, also highlights the vital role of user participation. The initiative is a groundbreaking project that's built on the success of our previous online volunteering projects, scaling them up, as you'll hear, to an unprecedented level. Since its launch in January 2014, over 11,500 citizen historians have registered with the project, tagging over 500,000 pieces of information from 100,000 digitized pages of unit war diaries from the Western Front. There you go, you don't need to do the presentation now, I've just done it. We'll also have an update on our online resource discovery. Jonathan Cates will guide us through the Finding Archives project, showing how we've incorporated information from numerous systems into Discovery, our online catalogue. Integrating these different data sets has proved to be a challenging process, and in his talk, Jonathan will outline the rationale for the project, its goals, progress so far, and the next steps. He'll give particular attention to the collaborative approach which underpins the project, the philosophy of user-centered design, open use of data, and the various ways in which information and archival standards help shape discovery. Thank you.
This podcast is copyright to the National Archives. All rights reserved.